Hey, Steve, what's up? You usually like scrolling through Twitter.
Oh, it's just these comments are horrible. Some people just have no respect.
That gives me an idea that just might cheer you up.
Now, when I started in show, I worked only tough places, places like Fonzo's Knuckle Room, Aldo's, formerly Vito's, formerly Nunzio's. Ooh, that was a tough one, Nunzio's tough. I sat down to eat in a menu that had broken leg of lamb.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and Randy sure was right. A little Rodney Dangerfield always cheers me up, and no wonder. Expert timing, classic physical shtick, and a catchphrase that swept the nation turned this most unlikely man into a comedy superstar.
Born Jacob Rodney Cohen in 1921 on Long Island, Rodney fell in love with comedy as a young man. Only thing is, it didn't love him back for quite a while. A failed first attempt at stand-up ended in the 1950s when Rodney took a job selling aluminum siding to make ends meet.
He restarted his comedy career in the 1960s, traveling far afield to any club that would have him. But in his mid-40s, Rodney's age and looks were costing him gigs, so he decided to play a character on stage, a guy for whom nothing ever goes right. And from an old Jack Benny radio show, he chose the name Rodney Dangerfield.
In 1967, Ed Sullivan booked him as a last-minute replacement, and he killed. He became a regular on variety and talk shows, including 70 appearances on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show.
I got a female dog, you know. I tried to mate her. She wants 50 biscuits. Yeah. Every day there's something, Johnny. You know, today's been a terrible day. Terrible day today.
Well, what happened today?
I got up this morning, did my push-ups in the nude. I didn't see the mousetrap.
Now a star, Rodney opened Dangerfields in New York and became a booster of young talent. But he wasn't done. In 1980, Rodney became a superstar with his Grammy-winning album, No Respect. And it remains the blueprint for self-deprecating humor delivered in a singular fashion.
Well, the other night I felt like having a few drinks. Someone ordered a bartender and said, surprise me. He showed me a naked picture of my wife. My wife had got no sex life either. She cut me down once a month. Oh, I'm lucky. Two guys I know she cut out completely.
Rodney also carved out a niche in movies with starring roles in Easy Money and Back to School and a rare and powerful dramatic performance in Natural Born Killers. But his funniest performance was his grand golfing vulgarian Al Shervik in Caddyshack.
Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting it.
Health problems curtailed Rodney's career in the 1990s, and he died from heart failure in 2004. In 2017, Rolling Stone named him the 26th greatest stand-up of all time. Finally, some respect.
You can find out more about Rodney Dangerfield and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.